Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Elkton Chamber Alliance, and my first guest is the Elkton Arts and Entertainment Chairman. I have Margie Blyston on the phone. Margie, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, Margie. Good morning. How are you doing today so far?
Very well, thank you.
Good. I appreciate you calling in, of course. You've been with the Elkton Chamber Alliance. How long have you been working with them, Margie?
10, 11, 12 years. I don't know. They all add up so quickly.
Isn't it shocking when you meet people that have a business that have not checked out the Elkton Chamber Alliance with all that they have to offer?
Yeah, there is so much to offer. We work hand in hand with our merchants and our businesses and excited to help promote them and excited to be doing things for our community.
And I know you guys have been keeping contact with all of its members throughout this whole COVID for the past couple months and stuff with all the latest information. So you guys are there to help out its members that way, right, Margie?
Yes, we have. We've been helping with COVID grants and, you know, helping the businesses stay afloat and trying to figure out events we can plan that will, you know, be COVID safe, but also fun for the community. So that is kind of walking a tightrope at times, but we're managing when we're trying to get things back to some sense of normal.
Yeah, and it's worth checking out for sure. And if you do want to check it out, you can go directly to their website, ElktonAlliance.org. And to make it simple, we'll have a direct link to get to it on our Facebook page and their actual Facebook page on ours at Facebook.com/WHGM Gold. And they can actually sign up now, Margie, right? If they want to join the Elkton Chamber Alliance,
yes,
they don't have
they
to
can.
Wait for.
Yes, they can, definitely.
Yeah. They can just go to the top of the page and there's a link to sign up.
Yep. And we would be happy to answer any questions. They can call the office, and we're there to be of support for the businesses.
Yeah, and this is the time when you need all the support you can get, so it's definitely worth checking out. And you said you guys were working on, you know, different events coming up, and I'm hearing different things. So what's in store in Elkton with the Elkton Chamber Alliance?
Well, November 1st, we started our Cash for Christmas campaign again this year. Mm. And that is an event where you come and shop downtown, and for every $10 you spend, you'll receive an entry into a raffle drawing. So we now have entry levels this year. So we've got like a $10 to $99. You spend that much, you get a card, you're entered to win cash and prizes. We've got $100 to $499. You get more opportunity to win more money, $500 to $999 and $1,000 and up. The more money you spend, the greater your chances of winning money and prizes. We do merchant gift baskets that are usually filled with more money than the cash prizes are. So shopping downtown Elkton, we're giving back. We've got actually 26 merchants that are taking part this year.
And there's a full list of all those merchants on your guys' website?
On our website, yes. Yes, it's a lot of fun. We'll be awarding the prizes to the winners on the first Friday, January 8th. So we had somebody last year that won a $300 cash prize, and we called her up to tell her, and she was kind of like, okay, wait, what? Wait, you're giving me... No, she thought we were pulling her leg.
But
she
actually...
No, really, you don't have to do anything.
So it's every time you purchase for every, basically, $10, right? You get entered in?
Yes. You're entered in. So you spend $10, and most of the merchants will give you the cards. But if for some reason you don't get one from that merchant, you can always bring your receipt to the Elkton Alliance and we'll provide you with a card.
And you said that started beginning of this month of November. And when does that go
November
till?
1st. And that goes till December 24th. So you shop all the way up to Christmas Eve. You'll receive your cards. And again, we'll award the prizes on January 8th.
All right. So you got plenty of time for that. So that's going on right now. Anything else you guys have going on?
Well, we've got a special event coming up on Sunday, the 29th of November. We have Artist Sunday. Now, perhaps you've heard of Black Friday and Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday and Giving Tuesday. They just, you know, they keep piling up.
Yes.
A nationwide event is taking place on Sunday, November 29th, and it is Artist Sunday. And this is a day dedicated to promoting artists' work. And, you know, COVID has hit the artist community extremely hard. They normally have craft fairs and festivals and things that they sell their work at, and all of those things have been canceled. So this is an opportunity to dedicate a day to shop art for the holidays. or anything else. So we will be featuring The Palette and the Page from 11 to 4 p.m. on Sunday. And we'll also be featuring the Cecil County Arts Council. So the artists that are members through both of those places will be featured. Their work will be featured, and you'll be able to shop that day for art for yourself or for your family for the holidays.
And there's many different types of art, right? It's not just paintings and drawings.
Yes. There's fiber arts, pottery, there's glasswork. The Palette and Page, I believe, currently has like 35 artists, and they also have books. So there are original authors that are at the Palette and Page, and you can buy books by original authors who are local to give as gifts for the holidays. Everybody loves a good book, right?
And then again, that's happening on the 29th of November, right?
Yes, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., you'll be able to shop at either the Palette and Page or the Cecil County Arts Council.
So then does that go towards your Cash for Christmas?
Yes, it does. Both of these are participating Cash for Christmas places, so you can get your cards there too.
All right, so it's a double bonus. You have that going on. And then there was one more thing I thought I saw coming up, right?
So the next event we have going on is the Holidays Around the World Windows. We are currently scheduling artists and pairing them up with merchants downtown, and artists will be creating a holiday window at different merchants for a country, a dedicated country around the world. So we currently have artists lined up for Norway, Mexico, Ireland, but we're getting more artists, and we are going to be featuring and unveiling the windows on the first Friday of December. So that will coincide with our tree lighting downtown. And we invite the community to be able to walk around, shop at the different merchants, and see the beautiful windows that these artists have created. And this is just a nice way to pair the merchants with the local artists and give the opportunity for the merchants to kind of take a break and not have to worry about decorating their windows themselves, but also have an artist be featured, because we're really trying to put a spotlight on our artists because they've really had a tough year. So this is going to be an exciting new campaign of people being able to view these beautiful windows. And I look forward to seeing what they're going to do. It's going to be amazing.
So they're preparing the windows right now, and then that first Friday in December is when they're going to reveal to the public?
That'll be the unveiling. So right now we're currently gathering our artists together. We're getting them signed up, and we're pairing them with the different merchants. And then the week right before that first Friday, they'll be installing their windows. And then we'll be having the unveiling basically on first Friday in December.
Wow. So there's a lot of things in store. So to keep up to date, they can follow along directly on the website, ElktonLions.org, and your actual Facebook page. And
they can also go to our arts website, which is ElktonArts.com. And there's information there also.
ElktonArts.com?
Yes.
All right. And then when they click on your guys' stuff, they'll have a direct link to get you to that way too. So to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. So, Margie, I do want to thank you so much for calling in today. Help get the word about all the things that are coming up with the Elkton Chamber Alliance. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. You're very welcome.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. And make sure you keep it here. We have the second and final segment of Chamber Track coming up with Roxanne Cameron, one of the agents for ACM Insurance Agency, is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the second and final segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's featured chamber is the Elkton Chamber Alliance. And my second guest is Roxanne Cameron, one of the agents for ACM Insurance Agency. Roxanne, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, good morning, Roxanne. How are you doing today so far?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Good. Well, I appreciate you calling in. Of course, you guys are with the Elkton Chamber Alliance, right?
Yes, we are.
And about how long have you been with them, Roxanne?
Members for about 5 years.
And so from what you've seen, would you recommend to other businesses, whether they're starting or been in business for a while, to check out the Elkton Chamber Alliance?
Yes, highly recommend becoming members. Get some recognition out there, regardless if you're new or have been in business.
Because it's a great way to network with people you might not normally meet with, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And about how long has your business been around for?
Our business has been in operation for 85 years in the community here of Elkton, Maryland.
Oh, wow. So for those that might not have heard of ACM Insurance Agency, can you kind of explain what that is and what you guys offer?
We are a locally owned and operated insurance agency in Elkton, Maryland. We offer all lines of insurance from property casualty to life and health.
So you just mentioned those types that you cover, but that's really an umbrella for a whole wide range of different stuff, right, Roxanne?
Yes, that is correct. We insure autos, homes. We do write umbrellas, life insurance, health insurance, general liability, commercial auto. We cover special events.
Special events? So like someone's having a wedding coming up, and how would that work?
Yeah. Typically, a special event is a one-day event that it can either be a party someone is throwing or it could be a wedding. Yes.
But then you said you also do recreational type of insurance, like for boats and everything else?
Boats and motorcycles, yes. RVs.
And flood insurance is included in that too?
Yes, flood insurance.
And then can you explain more about the bonds that you guys help with?
We typically do here in Elkton, we work with a lot of the attorneys, and we do pretty much a lot of the nominal bonds through the register of wills when required.
So this is for any type of insurance, and if someone's already has insurance and they want to connect over, is that a hard thing to get started?
No, you can either connect with us via our website or a phone call to our agency, and that will start the process.
And when they call, they speak to someone in that location, right?
Yes, they would either get a licensed agent or a customer service rep that would be able to help them.
And who do you help out? Who can qualify to come see that? Is it just people in Elkton, just Cecil County? Is it Harford in Cecil County?
We are licensed to do business in the state of Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Delaware.
Oh, okay. So all of Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Delaware residents can reach out to you guys about this.
Yes, that's right.
You also help out the Spanish-speaking population, right? You guys have access to that, translators?
Yes, we do. We have a bilingual rep that can help any of those individuals.
So that's not even a barrier either for people to call in. And so anyone that's listening, if they're looking for health insurance, they would reach out to you guys and you would kind of give them a quote or talk to them? How would that get started if someone's listening?
Yes, they would reach out via website or a telephone conversation, and I would gather some information and I would get some quotes together for them, and then we would have a conversation again.
Even when they get like a boat or something, that type of insurance can get covered through you guys.
Yes, recreational vehicles are included in that property casualty business.
Is it just for personal, or like if a business has employers, can they reach out to you as well?
A commercial business as well, yes.
Do you guys have a centralized location, Roxanne?
Yes, we do. We are located 378 West Main Street, Suite B, Elkton, Maryland.
How are you guys operating during this COVID time? Is it by an appointment? Is it only virtually? Or is it just, you know, as long as you wear a mask, come on in?
As long as you wear a mask, we're open for business.
So people don't need to make an appointment to come and see you?
No, not necessarily.
And then when do you normally open?
Our hours are Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m.
All right. So there's different types that can reach out to you. So if someone's listening, again, they can just go to the website and try to get a free quote that way, depending on what type of insurance they're needing?
Yes, that is right.
And they just fill out the quick information, and none of that affects their credit scores or anything like that, right?
Yeah, that's right, yes.
So there's no harm in might as well checking out to see what you guys have to offer, right, Roxanne?
That's right.
So they can stop by the website, which is directly acminsurance.net, right?
That is correct.
To make it simple, we're going to have a direct link to get you to the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page and website. On our Facebook page, if you click on there, they're going to have a direct link to get you to your actual Facebook page and website. But they can also call you. What's the phone number to call you?
Our number is 410-398-1884. And we do have a separate line for bilingual. That would be 410-620-4663.
So they can reach out, get a free quote, and find out how you guys can help out. And there's a reason why you guys have been around for so long.
Yes.
So again, where are you located exactly, Roxanne?
We're located at 378 West Main Street, Suite B, Elkton, Maryland.
All right. And I know when you go to the website, there's an easy tab to find directions to get to the address and go directly to the website, acmins.net. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGMGold. We're going to have a direct link to get you to the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page and website. Click on there, and they're going to have a direct link to get you to your stuff. For more information. Well, Roxanne, I do want to thank you so much for taking the time to call in and get the word out about your business. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Justin. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. And that's going to do for us here at Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. Until next time, have a great day as well.